I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our aim was to develop a vaccine which is able to inform the immune system and to educate and to stimulate the immune system to attack cancer. There are features on cancer cells that are not present on healthy cells, and we can use these features to inform the immune cells. We call them lymphocytes. If you see this feature, if you see this antigen, then please attack this cell because this cell is dangerous.
And how do you go about telling the immune system what features or antigens you want it to go after?
Well, we use for this RNA. This is a form of genetic information which cells use to inform the cell about what has to be done.
Right, so you have taken the feature and you've worked out what RNA, genetic message, corresponds to a cell making that feature, and you've made that piece of genetic information.
Exactly.
And you what, put that into a cell and it then tells the cell, this is what I want you to go after.
Yeah, this is the second challenge. We want to provide the message to the whole immune system. And there are specialized education centers in the body. These are lymph nodes, or for example, the spleen or the bone marrow, where the lymphocytes are educated. And the education of these lymphocytes are done by specialized cell types. They are called dendritic cells. And we develop an envelope which allows us to bring the message directly to the dendritic cells, to the teachers. And the teachers take up this message and use this message to inform the students, the lymphocytes. And the lymphocytes, if they are educated, they can go out of the lymph nodes, go out of the spleen, circulate in the blood. And if they find a tumor cell and if they find the feature on the tumor cell, they attack the tumor cell.
So this is a bit like setting the national curriculum, isn't it? What you end up doing is telling every school what to teach and how to teach it so that you've got the best chance of selecting the best students body-wide.
Absolutely. This is exactly what happens.
Now, how do you motivate them, though? Because motivation, as any teacher will tell you, is incredibly important in the classroom. So how do you get those students to perform their best and also the teachers to perform at their best?
The highest motivation for the immune system is if it has to deal with infection. And what we did is we prepared a vaccine which mimics an infectious threat. And the immune system believes that the body is infected, and this provides an extreme motivation and prioritization of dealing with this message. And by this, we get a very strong immune response.
Right, so what you're effectively doing is you take a message which tells the immune system, this is what we want you to go after, but you wrap it up almost like in an envelope that says it's an infection. So the immune system is immediately galvanized into action and pays a lot of attention to it. And then they come out from all these lymphocyte schools around the body, and then they start going after wherever the cancer cells that resemble the thing they've been educated to pursue are lurking.
Absolutely. This is exactly the problems which we solved.
Now, cancer is notorious for evolving or mutating, which is how it becomes very good at sidestepping things like chemotherapy. So what is to stop, once you have identified some features and educated your lymphocytes and sent them after it, just mutating and you get a new cancer which doesn't have those features but has all of the aggressive misbehavior of its parent?
This is an excellent question. Cancer indeed can change features, but our strategy is not only to provide one feature, but to provide information about multiple features. We have ongoing clinical trial where we provide the information about 10 features. So it is easy for a cancer to just get rid of one feature or two features, but it becomes extremely difficult to get rid of all features. And we have still the opportunity, and this might be the treatment of the future, if the tumor after 1 or 2 years changes the features, we may just repeat the analysis of the new features and inform the immune system about the new features.